Street photography is a genre of photography related to documentary photography, and it is about capturing the human condition in urban environments. It's about urban life of human beings. Hello, this is Chuck Gines. Chuck Gines documenting the human experience. Just one guy in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. Today, I would like to talk a little bit about our lens choices and what are the best lenses for street photography. Before we do that, I kind of need to preface things by kind of defining what street photography is, as I just did. So a lot of what we see today is not street photography. We could call it urban abstract. We could call it urban aesthetic. We could call it a lot of things, but it's truly not street photography. It's outside of the genre. The reason for that is that you will see a lot of street photography today, or almost all of it. The human being is a footnote to the photograph, sort of a mannequin, sort of a dark silhouette subtext. It's not the subject of the photo. The subject of the photo tends to be the atmosphere of a snowy day or a rainy day, or the geometry of staircases, or, you know, all kinds of urban environmental type shots that are not really street photography. A lot of these things are being taken on longer lenses. So what I want to talk today about lenses that push you away and lenses that pull you in, and why the short focal lengths are absolutely mandatory for street photography. And what I mean by that is I use a 24 Nikkor 2.8 AIS because it's a little bit sharper than the 28 millimeter, but either one, 28, 35, right in there. Both of those lenses are going to pull you in. And what I mean by pull you in, you're going to have to get in close to the subject matter. This is what people don't want to do. They don't want to get close, so they stand real far away, or they use long lenses and things like that. Well, you have to get over that if you want to participate in street photography, because it's an up close and personal kind of thing. If you look at my work, almost all of my work is done with a 24 millimeter lens, and it's all up real close and personal. And I spent time getting to know people, which is obvious through my photography. I've been posting on some photography groups and things, street photography, and it's just amazing how strikingly different my photographs, they look like the odd man out as compared to what is being posted on these groups today. So what I want is a lens, and if you're really wanting to get into this type of photography, then you're going to need to decide which, you know, whether a 28 or a 35 lens, and then you need to learn to master that lens. Anything past that, you get into a 50, now you're starting to be pushed away from the subject matter. I know a 50 is kind of like the closest, I think a 45 actually is, but 50 is the closest ratio as to how we actually see things, right? But it's a real tight crop. I don't really see the world that way. I see with peripheral vision as well. And that's why the 35 and the 28 are the lenses and not a 50. It starts to push you away. People that are using 85s, 105s, 135s, you're way out of street photography now. That's some other, and it can be totally legitimate, but to call it street photography really is a disservice to the genre and very disrespectful to the people that came before us, because that is not street photography. So get a 28, I think is wonderful, especially for urban stuff. There's a lot of tight spaces, even though, you know, it's a big city, but it's a tight space. There's alleyways, and the streets can be, you're in close with groups of people and crowds. And I know, I understand it can be intimidating, but that's what street photography is about. It's about the human experience. I think it's almost impossible today to get, you know, like photographs like Helen Levitt, I think because of air conditioning. People back in the day used to live out in the streets. Even when I grew up in the 70s, I think we were the last people in the neighborhood to get central air. But we had block parties, and we were always outside, and life was out in the street. Street photography was about capturing that urban experience. Street photography is not about rural areas. It is about the urban experience. It truly is. The lenses for it are the short focal length lenses that pull you in rather than start to push you away. Now you get into photojournalism and documentary work, then we can start talking about incorporating some other lenses as well. But forestry photography, I highly recommend if you're going to get into this, is to get you a 28 millimeter or get you a 35 millimeter lens. And, you know, the other thing is see what lens fits you. What do you go to a store, put on the 28, put on the 35, and just start looking through those lenses and decide, hey, this feels good to me. This feels natural. This is how I see the world. And then learn on that lens. And, you know, for some people, it'll be the 35. Some people would be the 28. I wouldn't go back and forth. I would pick one lens and I would master that lens. I've used the same 24 millimeter lens for almost 25 years now. And then spend some time where you're going to photograph, getting to know people, getting to know the area, and you'll become more comfortable with it. But standing far away is just, it's just not street photography. Most of what we see today is urban aesthetics, fashion photography, anything where you're seeing where the human being is merely a footnote. It's probably not really street photography. Maybe a lot of this is because of COVID back in 2020 that got people standing away from each other. I don't know. It's just weird. It's been a good 10 years or so since I've been on any of the online street photography groups or anything. It's just almost shocking to see how distant and how far away, and how it's not about the human experience anymore. It is about, you know, some urban environment, which is kind of sad in a way. I describe it as lonely. It's very lonely, very lonely photography. And that's not personally what I'm into. Currently I'm working actually full time on Alley Boys, which is my second book that I will be publishing here. It is a lot of work. I hung out with these guys for 5 or 6 years. So there's a lot of images to go through, and of course, writing the text. I don't just, I like a photo essay. As far as my books, I'm not really a single image guy. I like little photo essays. And so, yeah, I got to caption all the photos and write the text, and really having a hard time deciding on some of these photos. I actually have quite a few really killer shots that I'm very, very proud of, and you can't include them all. So it's hard to decide, but yeah, lenses, think about it. Lenses that are pushing you away or lenses that are pulling you in. And with street photography, we want to come in close, and we want it to be, the environment is a second, the environment should be the footnote, right? That's the background to the subject matter, which is the human experience. Please share this blog post on your social media accounts. It really helps out this website. And also be sure to sign up for the free email subscription there. You'll find the share buttons right here on the blog post. You can just hit them and then put them on your Facebook or your Instagram, wherever you have photography groups. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Have you noticed this? I was recently reading a rather long article on Substack, where some guy was noting the same thing. So I'm not the only one that's noticing this distance and this shift. I don't even call it a shift. It's kind of a hijacking of street photography, because it's not fucking street photography, man. Just because you call it, you know, just because you call an apple an orange doesn't make it so, you know. Street photography is a very specific genre about a very specific thing. And most people ain't cut. Here's the truth of it. Most people are not cut out to do that type of work. So they want to bend the rules and do other shit and then, you know, say that they're doing the same thing. Basically, it's what's going on. Most people are afraid to take photographs of people close. Most people are afraid to get involved in other worlds, right? Because that's what this documentary type street photography requires, you to get into other people's worlds. And so people use the long lenses and have changed the genre to where man is merely a footnote and a mannequin in the photograph. So try not to do that. Try to honor and respect street photography. We'll keep it going how it was originally supposed to be and what really makes it beautiful and powerful. So Get you a lens that pulls you in rather than pushes you away. Have a great day. Thank you for listening.